the latest update on COVID-19 today, daily hospitalizations for the coronavirus reached an all-time high in Boulder County yesterday as the number of cases topped 10,000. The 157 new cases recorded Monday brought the county to 10,130 cases, and the death toll remains at 115. County data shows there are currently 119 people hospitalized. That's 15 more than Friday's hospitalizations, and it brings the total to 327 hospitalizations to date. And when it comes to hospital beds, county data shows 20% of local hospitals are currently experiencing an intensive care unit bed shortage with 9 beds available. On Monday, Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order allowing at-capacity hospitals to transfer patients and stop admitting new ones to help them respond to a surge in patients across the state. There were 25 of the county's 54 adult critical ventilators in Boulder County hospitals available on Monday, which falls into the yellow zone on the dial. And when it comes to staffing, 60% of county hospitals are either currently experiencing a staffing shortage or expect a shortage in the next week, and all hospitals have sufficient personal protective equipment. COVID-19 has us talking about shutdowns and closures almost daily, but Colorado outdoor enthusiasts can change the narrative on Thanksgiving Day with the opening of the Reuter Hess Incline. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Thanksgiving Day will mark the opening of the Reuter Hess Incline Challenge in Parker. The 132-step and 230-foot elevation climb is located next to the still-filling Reuter Hess Reservoir. There is a reservation system to keep crowding to a minimum. Construction on the incline began in June and finished earlier this month. The trailhead is located next to the Reuter Hess Water Purification Facility at 11865 Heirloom Parkway in Parker. The Denver Post reports that the reservoir is part of the Hess Purification Facility in Parker. Mary Colton, Parker's Director of Parks and Recreation, feels that the opening is perfect timing as the operation of gyms and recreation centers in several Colorado counties have fallen into the level red, severe risk category due to the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Reuter Hess Incline Challenge is the latest outdoor stair step facility to open in Colorado, following the launch of the 164-step Challenge Hill in Castle Rock's Philip S. Miller Park in 2018. 60 miles to the south in Manitou Springs is the Manitou Incline, located at the base of Pikes Peak. It has more than 2,700 steps with a 2,000-foot elevation gain. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
A virtual debrief of the Left Hand Canyon and Calwood fires is scheduled for Monday, November 30th, to discuss how fire officials are preparing for the next fire season. Local fire professionals and forest managers will provide overviews of both fires. According to Plan Boulder County, they will also discuss fire suppression, weather conditions, evacuations, and preliminary observations on how previously mitigated forest areas responded to the wildfire. Plan officials said the goal of the virtual event is to allow participants to discuss topics and ask questions which are important to them and to learn about existing wildlife-related programs, preparations, and resources in the areas where they live. And again, that event is next Monday. It's online from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has approved a set of new rules that conservation groups say will help greatly in efforts to protect wildlife from new energy development. Last year, Colorado passed legislation installing paid professional regulators as commissioners, and John Gale, conservation director for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, says this was the first big test of the new commission. The major changes include requiring new development to be 2,000 feet away from schools or homes and limiting development near waterways and wildlife. Gale says that will increase stream buffers in Colorado by almost 10 times.
For the last 65 years, they've been operating with the stated intent of fostering the oil and gas industry in Colorado. What these rules will usher in is a much needed balance in consideration for things like fish and wildlife.
Gale says energy development isn't off the table in Colorado, but some key resources are too important to risk by allowing drilling or other development nearby. He says it's also crucial to protect migration corridors that big game animals rely on to travel between their winter and summer ranges. Gale says Colorado is home to incredible natural resources and beautiful landscapes that draw people to the state for recreation and quality of life, but some of the same resources also attract energy developers. And he notes that Colorado's waterways feed lower basin states like Arizona as well.
We want to make sure that we're doing our job upstream to ensure that people downstream of us are benefiting from the actions that we take up here too.
Cahill says rule changes have long been coming. He hopes future stewards of Colorado's land and natural resources will also take into account the balance between industry, recreation, and conservation. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is blaming the Denver Public School Board for the departure of school district superintendent Susana Cordova. Hancock and former Mayor Federico Pena called for an independent committee to lead the search process to find Cordova's replacement. The mayor sent out a joint letter Monday claiming the board undermined Cordova and caused her to take a position in Dallas. That, according to the Denver Post, Hancock said they mistreated Cordova at public meetings and interfered in the day-to-day management of the school system. And Denver officials have decided to fine short-term rental companies $1,000 each for illegal short-term rental transaction after three fruitless years of negotiating with Airbnb. For the years, the city's short-term rental market has been peppered with outdated and unlicensed listings.